We have mentioned in the previous lecture about the two collections in this library. One that was collected by the Friedrich Rebbe in the years of Tov Rishpei Hei till Tov Shin Yud, 1925 till 1950. And what's about the collection of the Sforim before the year of Tov Rishpei Hei, before the year of 1925? The actual collection of the Sforim of before, that was the library in the city of Lubavitch for generations, in the headquarters of Lubavitch by the Rebbe. There was Sforim that was collected by the previous Rebbes over the generations, but mainly by the Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Lubavitch Rebbe, and by his son, the Rebbe Rayatz, the sixth Lubavitch Rebbe. There was a collection of about 10,000-12,000 volumes. It was there till the break of the First World War in 1914. After the Germans got closer to the city of Lubavitch, the family of Beis Orav, the Rebbe and the whole family, was forced to flee from Lubavitch. They went to Rostov. And what's about the library? They gathered all this form into 35 large crates and they transferred it to a storage house in Moscow that was a safer place for keeping this collection. After the war ended, the Friedrich Rebbe in Tov Rishpei Beis, in the year of 1922, tried to get this collection back into his new house in Rostov. He didn't succeed. The government took it away in the next year. Just about 100 years ago, and transferred it to the public library in Moscow. It was then called Rumyantsev Library. And that's where they are, in Moscow, in the library, till today. For 100 years, there are tremendous efforts by the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe, and then by the Rebbe and his emissaries to try to get the release of this Sforim. The government of Russia should return it to the library of Chabad. We did not succeed yet. About 23 years ago, in Tov Shin Samach, in the year of 2000, I was invited by the library in Moscow to come help them identify the Sforim of this collection that was included in a larger collection. We went through the whole collection and we succeeded to identify in the end about 5,500 Sforim of the Lubavitch collection. They were separated and stored as a special collection, or a special library. About 10 years ago, they scanned this whole collection and posted it on their site, the site of the library. Parallel to that, we posted this collection on our site, the site of this library. In order for one to see if, to see these scans of our collection, the collection of the library in Lubavitch that is still in Moscow, someone would have to go to chabadlibrary.org/catalog, and then our library is divided into about 160 sections. This section of the collection that was in Lubavitch is collection number 131, Kuf Lamed Aleph. So he would have to go to our catalog. And then there are in the catalog several ways how to look for Sforim. One way is to look for the section, the Modir. He would have to select Modir Kuf Lamed Aleph 131. And he would get a list of this Sforim. And then if you press on the link of the Sefer, you would get the catalog card of this Sefer. And in the bottom, there would be a link to the scanned Sefer that you would be able to see the whole Sefer as it is.